This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Chevy Silverado. When it's time for you to ditch the blacktop and head off-road, do it in a truck that says no to nothing. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Get the rugged capability of its Z71 suspension and 2-inch factory lift. Plus, impressive torque and towing capacity thanks to an available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel engine. Where other trucks call it quits, you'll just be getting started. Visit Chevy.com to learn more.
Time to get the show started. Are you ready?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
With the first pick, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward.
Live from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Fox Sports college football analyst Joel Klatt. Coming up, ESPN college football analyst Desmond Howard. WWE superstar Seth Rollins. ESPN NFL analyst Lewis Riddick, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show of day three of our residency here, draft week in Green Bay, Wisconsin, is on the air. Desmond Howard, a Super Bowl MVP for the Packers, just walked in the door. We're going to get to him in a short, hot minute. Joining us, though, right here to kick off hour number two in our studio here at Gather on Broadway in downtown Green Bay is none other than the WWE superstar and the man who just took down the main event in WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Ladies and gentlemen, Seth Rollins back here, one of our favorites.
Thank you. Thank you. I am upset, however, you set me right here next to this Green Bay Packers home. In my beautiful blue and orange, I am disgusted. I'll be okay. I'll
we are in Rome. You know,
I know.
Not Roma Dunze, but we're in figurative Rome, you know. Like, come on, man. I mean, what am I going to do,
you know,
right?
This is the only time I have a little bit of respect for the Packers. When I come to this city, you can feel the aura. You can feel the vibe. You go down by Lambeau. I was there earlier today. It's a different energy, man. It's a special football city. What they've got here is unlike any other franchise in the entire NFL. It's the only time I kind of, my heart warms a little, just a tiny bit. I'm like the Grinch when I come here. Just a little. It grows one size. You know?
Last night, when the Bears chose last night, and the Bears logo showed up on the screen, and there were boos all over the place.
Yeah.
But then the commissioner mentioned, you know, the passing of Mongo, the great Mongo of the Chicago Bears, you know, and the crowd got quiet.
Yeah.
And then he mentioned Walter. Because of Walter Payton, Man of the Year, and the crowd was respectfully quiet.
Yes.
Then when the commissioner was done with that and says, and now with the 10th overall pick, and the boos started again.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a neat sort of what you kind of just said, right?
Yes, there's respect.
That their hearts de-iced appropriately.
Yes.
You know, with Steve McMichael's passing. And, you know, like that was... That was a neat moment last.
Yeah,
but then they started booing again. Now we're back to hating each other.
As they should. And when I come out, please give it to me. Give me everything you've got.
That's tonight. We're doing this tonight.
Tonight, I will be doing a pick for the Chicago Bears. You know, assuming they make a pick, who knows? You know, draft days are crazy. Trades can happen. But I'm being honored to do a pick tonight for the Chicago Bears. So I'm hoping when I get out on that stage, I get that good juju. But yeah, it's very cool. It's a very respectful rivalry. You know, obviously, when it's time on the gridiron to go, they're fighting like dogs out there. But, I mean, with Steve McMichael, Walter Payton, I mean, there's respect. There's respect. So I dig that. I appreciate that, Green Bay. I do.
But tonight.
Tonight, give it all to me.
You're healed tonight.
Yeah,
whatever
you were saving up, you know, during that last night pick, give it all to me tonight. I can take it. I promise. I'll give it right back to you.
What? So do you have it? You have it planned? Are you just going to go from the gut? Like, what do you got planned?
You know, I got a few hours left to come up with some stuff. I don't know how hard I want to go. go either. You know, I'm kind of in the middle. I'm like, I'm going to push it a little bit for sure. I'm kind of deciding how far I want to push it, though. So we'll see. I got some things in mind. I'll line something up good. I promise I won't disappoint.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm a Michigan Wolverine.
Nice.
So I can attest to who your team chose last night in Colston
Loveland. Because I don't know a lot about Loveland. Do we get a baller?
You got a baller.
Nice.
You got one of the best Michigan Wolverines ever.
Ooh,
on offense.
Wow.
Certainly at the tight end position.
Okay.
He is really outstanding and going to be a new BFF for Caleb Williams.
I'm very excited to see what he can do. I know there's a lot of potential. So everybody asked me, what did you think of the pick? And I didn't really, he wasn't on my radar. I think Tyler Warren as a tight end was the guy that everybody was looking at. If he was there at 10, the Bears were probably going to take him. But I was shocked. And so when I, got the name Loveland, all right, I went back and looked. Picked up the pieces. A lot of potential there.
He's really great.
A ton of potential. I think he's going to be great with Ben Johnson and his scheme.
He'll be the Sam Laporta of the situation. Obviously, they hit the crap out of the offensive line in the free agency period. And so that will be hopefully better for Caleb to
can't be worse.
To be better. And now that's definitely one way to look at it. And then Colston Loveland is really, really good. But again, I'm biased. He also knows how to win championships.
I like winners.
As well.
Yeah, I like winners. But, yeah, I mean, another weapon for Caleb, another weapon for Ben Johnson. Kid can block a little bit, too. So I'm really excited to see kind of what this offense looks like going into the season.
And plus, at least you got what you expected. You kind of wanted a tight end out of this draft. Not the one maybe that you thought if Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland were on the board. So I'm here to cape for that. At least you're not the Miz.
Wow.
Come on.
And this is a real photograph that's been put out there. This is real because you confirmed. The Miz was on a plane last night. And this was the Miz when he learned that the Browns traded out and didn't take Travis Hunter.
Angelo Dawkins, who posted.
Oh, Dawkins, who's a Bengals.
Who's a Bengals fan. Guy. Yes, as
who
a matter
got
of fact.
Who he wanted. Very happy with his pick, I think. That's amazing. That's
so because I texted him. I'm like, is this a real photograph of you? And he wrote this back. If you can make this a little bigger on the screen right here, he wrote, yes, unfortunately. The entire plane was staring at me because I was bragging we were getting the best football player in the draft.
That's so Miz. That's so Browns. Oh, I love it. I love it. In all due respect, they got a nice little hole for the pick.
They did. And again, I'm a Michigan guy. They got Mason Graham, who is outstanding.
Yes. It depends on, look, if you feel like Travis Hunter's a generational two-way player and a special guy, which I think a lot of people are hoping he can be, then you trade back and get a very unsexy offensive lineman. That again, very, very Cleveland Brown.
But it's also, as you pointed out, so Miz for him to walk on a plane and announce to the plane, by the way, as we're all flying here, the Browns are about to get the best player
in
the draft.
That's
they trade him and somebody takes picture.
That's Mikey, baby. That's the Miz. God bless him. I love it. His confidence. But you know what? Today, there he is. I love the passenger. Like, this girl's going to go viral. Like,
right?
She's alarmed by what she's seeing.
Everyone's wondering who she is right now.
She's not used to it. She's like, who is this nut job sitting next to me? Who is this psychopath? You can see it in her eyes. She is concerned for her own well-being and for his.
The amount of memes that are going to come
up. Oh, yeah. That's a future meme right there.
It's like, what?
I love it.
I know the feeling,
So Miz, so Brown, says Seth Rollins. And you're not wrong. That is in four words exactly that photograph.
It's perfect. It sums it all up.
Seth Rollins here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, let's jump into WrestleMania.
Let's talk about it.
41.
Good night for me.
You could say that.
Night for the fam, actually.
Yeah, I guess
I should say so. Yeah. So, how are you feeling right now?
I feel great. I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, Hannibal.
I told everybody what was going to happen, what should happen, and I am not a visionary for no reason. What I believed came true. And so I was very nice to walk out of there as the winner of the main event of night one of WrestleMania. Paul Heyman by my side. We added another piece to the puzzle the following Monday with Bron Breakker, and now we've got the past, present, and future of the industry in tow, and we're ready to take over the world this year.
Yeah, I mean, you are you're the man.
I am the man, man. I am the man.
Well, look, Seth, the man.
Oh, well, the man's my wife.
Okay.
Let's get that straight.
Let's get it twisted now.
The man is Becky Lynch, okay. But for the purposes of this conversation, yeah. I will be the man. Yeah, no, she came back night two, won the tag team championships with Lyra Valkyria, and then beat the bejesus out of Lyra for losing them the following night. Don't know exactly what's going on there. We'll hear from her on Monday, I'm sure, on Raw on Netflix. But as for now, for me, I feel good, man. Yep. I feel in great shape, in great condition, primed to make the run of my life.
Well, with all due respect to Paul Heyman, we have our own wise man here on the set, T.J. Jefferson, along with O'Shea Jackson Jr., host No Contest Wrestling.
That's
on
right.
Rich Eisen Podcast Network. And TJ, this was on March 24th, so two weeks prior to WrestleMania?
About almost four
weeks. Okay, very good. This is what he had to say in predicting about what was going to happen.
Okay.
Let me make a little WrestleMania prediction. I think
it's Monday.
Something that would set the world on fire. Who's the one guy that the wise man, Paul Heyman, has not been an on air manager / advocate / wise man for out of those three men?
No, Seth.
What if at WrestleMania 41, Paul Heyman and Seth Rollins, Wonder Twin Powers, activate? What if?
What if?
What if indeed?
Good job.
What if indeed?
Good job.
Now, I got to ask, what led you down that path? What was it? Was it just pure what could happen? I want to see the chaos unfold. Was there something that led you there? Was there a hint that
there wasn't? So just to clear it up, because we posted this on our Instagram, right?
Okay.
And we just said, hey, TJ called this. And of course, now everybody knew it was happening, right?
Of course.
But this, Seth, was 2 weeks before you told Paul he owed you a favor.
Ah.
That was May 24th. You okay. said he owed you a favor on April 7th.
Wow.
What made me think it? I've watched way too much wrestling in my life. I've sit there in fantasy book when I've got nothing to do. And it literally, when you were on our set that day, you were on the show.
Oh,
if
nice.
You recall, I told you and you were like, oh, you have a prediction? And I was like, I'll save it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to say it in case I was right, and then have your face give something away. So I was like, I'll save it. But it just made sense. It made sense because we've already seen him with those two. We've never seen him with you. And I thought, man, this, and I said something that would set the wrestling world on fire. And you said, burn it down's my thing. And I was like, that's why I said it.
There you go. So, I mean, look, here's the deal. It was, if you follow the food crumbs, if you look back at the last 2 months, you could probably figure it out. You know, you could see it. You could see it. And I think the writing was on the wall. I mean, it made perfect sense to me. And it was a partnership waiting to happen because, you know, CM Punk's supposedly this guy's friend, but he's
best friend.
Leveraging his friendship to get a favor, to get what he wants, which is, you know, this main event at WrestleMania and to have him in his corner. And then Roman Reigns, supposedly they're, you know, as thick as thieves, but Roman Reigns left Paul Heyman to get destroyed by his family and never apologized for 2 seconds. So I go, you know, if Roman takes the wise man, then Punk's going to eat him alive. And if Punk takes the wise man, Roman's going to go after Paul Heyman. I was really the only solution. And I told Paul Heyman as such. And here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
So is this a long-lasting relationship?
This is a business relationship. And that's the thing that's the beauty of it. And I don't want to get too deep into it, but you got the two greatest minds in the history of our industry coming together to create and push forward for the future of our industry. Roman Reigns ain't around enough. CM Punk's not reliable enough. I am both of those things. And Paul Heyman is dedicated to this industry. He will always do what is best for business. And so will I. And so I think that is a nice arrangement, you know, and I'm smarter than those two, Punk and Roman. So I'm not worried about any betrayals or any chaos like that. We've got this thing dialed in. I'm very excited to see where it leads us.
All right. So in terms of business, we saw the Bears do some business last night. You're going to love Colston Loveland. Tonight, when are the what's the pick for the Bears tonight?
Bears have two picks tonight.
So which one are you going to do? Both?
So I'm not sure. I'll do both if they'll let me.
You're available.
I'm not sure which one I have. Okay. They're both within the top 15 picks, I think.
Right. So stay tuned.
39 and 41.
Okay.
There you go.
Seventh and ninth.
If it's two apart, you should
bang bang. I can do them
just
both.
Stand
keep
there.
You there.
What, who's 40th overall? Who's 40th overall?
Saints.
Okay, so you just stand over the Saints pick, right? You stare them down. Don't leave the stage.
No problem.
You know, just don't leave the stage. That'll be great. So then there's that. And then epic weekend of back-to-back events in Los Angeles for WWE. Saturday, June 7th, Worlds Collide at the Kia Forum. And then Money in the Bank down the street at the all-new Intuit Dome.
That's going to be nuts.
That will be nuts. WWE.com/LA for more information. And then July 16th and 17th, Seth Rollins will be guest hosting the Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm a man of my word.
You
okay?
Are.
You know, all the members of the tribe in your life, the wise man and me, we are men of our words, okay? So I said, hey, if you want to get into sports TV,
you did
Good Morning Football, and then you came on the set. I'm like, you want to do this show? You're like, absolutely. July 16th. And 17th.
Mark it on your calendars, folks.
Do it. Go. Yeah.
I'm doing it. It's going to be the Seth Rollins show.
That's it. Yeah. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Here's what we should do. We should put the wraparound glasses on the running man.
Oh, you know Smitch will make a logo for him that'll be
we'll make a logo for him.
There we go. Okay.
Because it's about the branding.
Let's
it's about
it.
The branding.
Let's brand the whole thing, man.
The whole trip.
We could get it.
Oh, my God. It's already done. Wait a minute.
There it is. Nice.
No,
we
just, oh, man.
You just get me spray painted over that big blue. That'd be nice. You know what I mean?
This show's never seen that much hair, ever.
I heard you putting over my man bun earlier. So
No. I'm very, I'm psyched. Everybody's psyched.
It's going to be fun.
I'm going to be leaning on y'all, all right?
So fun.
That's what we're here for.
You guys.
Got you, baby.
You know, I'm here for everything, Seth. You know, if you and the wise men need someone who sits in front of a microphone 15 hours a week to help get your story, everything you need out there, just, you know,
hey,
I'm here, and we live close to each
other. That's true.
So,
that's true. You know, right down the street. We can figure it out. We'll see how this relationship between me and the wise man evolves. We might need some extra players.
Okay. I'm just saying I'm here. I'm looking for a slow yes instead of a quick no, is all I'm saying.
By the way, that's where I can do that.
You've been living your entire life that way.
Pretty much how I've got to this seat, to be honest.
Jefferson, everybody. Seth, have a great time tonight, man.
Yeah,
always
thank you.
Great to see you.
Yeah, I love it.
That's a Super Bowl MVP over your
right. Yeah,
that's Desmond Howard.
Look at him, man.
How fun is this?
Oh, that's exciting. See, that's cool.
We got superstars all over the place.
Yeah, we do.
Desmond Howard is going to be joining us next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Or talk to one. Honestly, this man makes me smile.
Yes, he does.
Back here in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nordstrom brings you the season's most wanted brands. Skims, Mango, Free People, and Princess Polly. All under $100. From trending sneakers to beauty must-haves, we've curated the styles you'll wear on repeat this spring. Free shipping, free returns, and in-store pickup make it easier than ever. Shop now in stores and at Nordstrom.com.
Chefs, 24 culinary showdowns for 24 hours straight. Which chef will outcook outpace, outlast the competition.
No chef
escapes the clock.
Season premiere 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing, Sunday, April 27th at 8. See it first on Food Network. Stream next day on Max.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel, ladies and gentlemen, Seth Rollins, superstar, gets up, and a superstar in my life from the University of Michigan and Green Bay Packer lore. Ladies and gentlemen, a Heisman Trophy winner and a Super Bowl MVP, and a guy who is on College Game Day at 5 Eastern Time on ESPN, and at 7 Eastern Time, ABC's second night coverage has this man. Ladies and gentlemen, Desmond Howard.
Thank you.
I didn't miss anything. My great father, your son is here. Just met Seth Rollins. Dad points.
Yeah.
Dad points have been acquired.
Great dad points. You know what I mean? Yeah. My friend, my son, little twin. You know, he's here with me.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
This is. And he's not wrong. I smile when I see it. What is it like for you to come back to this town? People must be very. They must smile when they see you too.
I tell you what, Rich. You know, for me to come back here and bring my son Desmond Jr. He's a student at the University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. He wrapped up his freshman year. He has a twin brother who has one more final on Monday.
Okay.
So little twin was able to come. Big twin is still in Ann Arbor. But this is his first time in Green Bay. So for him to experience all of this in Green Bay with me, exactly. Wow. Now you understand, like, the magnitude of this for me personally. So it couldn't be better, bro. And then when I got the text, I said, hey, man, we're going to do Rich Show tomorrow.
Thank you.
Rich Eisen? He's like, yeah. Oh, Dad, I can't wait. So, you know, he knows Rich is my guy. Like, I love Rich Eisen because Rich said, hey, say it with your chest. My man.
Where'd that come
from? I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So my son knows where Rich is with me. So I was like, yeah, we got to do this. We're prepped for the second, you know, the second day a little later. We got to do Rich's show. So thanks for the invite.
Thank you.
Thanks for being gracious to my son, too.
Are you kidding me? It is quite literally the least I can do. After all the joy you have given me in my life, and obviously so many people around here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. For our radio audience that just rejoined, this man is going to be on ESPN College Game Day at 5 Eastern Time, as he is every single Saturday during the college football season. And tonight, round two of the draft coverage on ABC Network Television features this man. Desmond Howard is here on this program. So let's just jump right into it. Were you surprised that the Browns traded out last night instead of taking Travis Hunter? Were you surprised by that last night?
So even though I'm a Michigan man,
yes, sir,
I was born and raised in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a long-suffering town football-wise. Obviously, the Cavs won an NBA championship when LeBron returned. But football-wise, long-suffering football fan base. So I thought this was going to be the answer to the Browns' prayers, that we would get the the top player in the draft. I mean, Travis Hunter is he's a unicorn, something like we've never seen before. I was really surprised that they traded out. I don't know what reaction was recorded by the Browns fans when they saw that. But, you know, I think they're trying to gather a lot of picks, future picks.
Yes.
So that's what you do, which I understand that part of it, too. But he's such a unique talent. I don't know if I was a GM, I could have passed on him.
Well, I mean, I assume you voted for him for the Heisman, right? Is that a correct assumption?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, because it's sort of, you know, despite how incredibly talented Ashton Jeanty, obviously,
right.
and Cam Ward, the first overall pick. Last night, as a matter of fact, was the first time since 2011 that three of the four finalists of the Heisman were in the top five picks of the draft.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The last time that happened was when Luck, RG3, and Trent Richardson went 1-2-3 to start a draft. So,
wow, okay.
So they were some talented players, obviously,
exactly.
In Manhattan last year.
Exactly.
But this kid is a different story involving Travis Hunter, you know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've been doing this since 2005, Rich, and I never even imagined I would see someone who can play both sides, offense and defense, with so many snaps. Not just like primarily an offensive guy, but mm-hmm. they can bring him in nickel situations, or primarily defensive back, and they could bring him in. I mean, listen, we're Michigan guys. You know, we had Charles Woodson, and Charles Woodson became the person everyone talked about as far as a two-way player, a guy who can play offense and defense. But still, every time someone talks about Woodson as the Heisman Trophy winner, they say, well, he was primarily a defensive player.
Yes.
You really can't say that about Trav.
Well, I mean, Charles did a lot of his other damage on special teams, maybe more than offense, right?
Yes, when he was doing exactly.
When you see a kid strike a pose like this,
yes.
when you were the first to do it,
right?
What do you think of, Dez, when you see that?
You know, it's just it fills me up with joy to see that they're still carrying on this tradition. And it's even bigger and better when I see like heads of state or just other people, random people who aren't even football players, mm-hmm. they strike the pose like that. That's when it really just like. Phew. So, yeah, but it's good. There it is right there. Yes, sir. The original.
Now, what did you do that against back in the day?
I think that was against that.
Ohio State. Well, let's talk
the
about
Buckeyes.
That.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I had, you know. You've been involved in multiple draft brawlcasts now, so you know things move fast, right? They move faster than you think. It's 10 minutes in between picks, but
yes,
like Cam Ward's walking last night, the trade hit.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about the trade and Travis Hunter. Now, boom, the Giants are going. And
exactly.
Boom, it just keeps going and going,
sir.
And you got to take a commercial break, and it's just your head's filled with so much. I did still find time. After Kenneth Grant went 13th overall.
Right.
Made three Michigan Wolverines in the top 13.
Yes, sir.
And zero. So I still had time to text some friends of mine, Desmond, to say 2023 national champs, three. 2024 national champs, big fat zero. And then when Grace Abel went. Before anyone from Ohio State, I got to text North Dakota State before the Ohio State. I'm still living my best life, even though I have a little less ground to stand on right now since Ohio State won it all.
Yes,
and rightfully so. They were terrific.
Mm-hmm,
but still, I still have fun like that.
No, I'm glad you do. You know, you have enough fun for all of us. You know what I mean? You do the things that I can't do. You know?
I'm here for you.
I love it. That's my guy.
I'm here for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, sir. And so all that said, you know, we see how Michigan has been sending all of these kids to the next level in a certain way. What do you think about, just as a moment for us, about the future for Michigan right now? Because we had Bryce Underwood on our show. I got to see him in person.
Okay.
You guys got to see him in person as well.
Yeah.
I could not believe
he's
17. You know, it's could not believe it.
Ridiculous.
He is.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Yeah, I think think we're in good hands.
Okay.
I think the future is bright. I think that I saw Bryce, too. I was up in Ann Arbor probably about a month or so ago. I watched him a little bit at practice. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's a very big quarterback, strong. Kind of looks like, not quite Cam Newton, but he's in that mode size-wise. He can throw the ball. I mean, the ball just pops out of his hands. You understand now why he was the number one recruit in the country. And it's just a matter of them molding him to what they need to use him for in their offense. I know that, listen, Sherrone Moore is an excellent coach.
Mm-hmm.
He has a great offensive mind. But at the end of the day, they're not bringing this kid in to throw the ball 45 times a game. Like, it's still going to be a smash concept. They also got the running back out of the portal from Alabama. And they brought in the running back who went for 100 yards in his first start as a freshman, Marshall, against Alabama in the bowl game, meaning – it's still going to be a run first, run heavy offense,
sure.
I believe, right? So this kid, he has a run element, Underwood. He has an element of running the ball that he brings to the table, too. But you don't get him to run. I mean, this guy, he can spin it. He can hit every area on the field with his arm.
Well, the thing that I left impressed by when he left our studio, Desmond, you mentioned Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. And Cam Newton is somebody he mentioned who he emulates.
Really?
And,
wow,
and
okay.
He told a story about, what did he say, that it was a 7-on-7 game or whatever, and it was his, he was playing against a team that Cam was coaching.
Okay, okay.
And he said that they torched the opponent.
Okay.
and I said, so I said to him, you know, so did you go up to Cam afterwards? And he goes, well, I did, but I don't think Cam really wanted to talk because we just beat the brakes off him, you
makes
know?
Sense, yes.
And then he started telling a story about meeting LeBron and telling LeBron, I'm coming for Ohio State.
Right.
And so he already wears, in my way, the comfort and parlance of generationally talented. You know, the fact that he sounded like a veteran who says, yeah, Cam wanted no part of wanted to come up and talk to him because I just beat him.
Right.
Like, he kind of has that sort of competitive spirit that you hear from somebody that's next level. Yeah. Obviously, he's got to do it now. That's
right.
issue.
Exactly.
But he kind of felt comfortable because I said, what's it going to feel like when you're going to walk out in the big house for the first time? He goes, I don't know. I've got cameras on me all the time. It's just going to be another day with cameras on me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of got that from him.
Yeah.
That's what gave me some very excited feelings.
I think there's a level of maturity that he brings with him.
Right.
Obviously, he's a very confident young man too. You know, growing up in Detroit or in the Detroit area, he's always been, from my research, a Michigan fan. And even though he was at one point committed to LSU,
yes.
He, as a young kid, he wanted to go to Michigan. He had other concerns about the program because things that was happening at that particular time, and that's why he committed to LSU. Plus, I'm sure, you know, NIL played his role also. But ultimately, when he understood what the situation was at Michigan, then he realized, okay, they're on solid footing. This would be a great landing spot for me, and I've always wanted to play for the University of Michigan. So you got that element that he brings, too.
Desmond Howard here on the Rich Eisen Show. The few minutes that I have left with you, sir.
Yes, sir.
How would you term Shedeur Sanders still being available tonight? 32 mistakes on Thursday night?
Yeah.
Or a fair evaluation by the league of his next-level abilities?
You know, so as a college football analyst, I watch these guys. I watch them develop, you know, pretty much from day one until they reach to the point where they're draft eligible. And I always felt that Shedeur was the most NFL-ready quarterback just by what he did on the field. I mean, you're looking at a young man who resurrected not one but two programs.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to go to HBCU, Jackson State, and resurrect that program to the point where it was so relevant that game day arrived there. Now, you can't just put it all on Deion Sanders because we also have some high-profile NFL, former NFL players who were coaching HBCUs too, and we haven't been on their campus. So it's kind of bigger than Deion Sanders. If Deion Sanders was there at Jackson State, but they were losing games and struggling, we don't show up. It wasn't a charity, you know, visit. So I say that because the role that Shedeur Sanders played in elevating that program. This is a program that, you know, if you know anything about college football and HBCUs, they don't have the facilities. They don't have the resources. They don't have the funding. They don't have anything that this Power 5 or Power 4 schools has, but they were able to resurrect that program to a level of relevance. Then they moved on to Colorado. Things are going so well for Colorado right now that people forget how terrible it was 3-4 years ago. Like, they were awful.
One win. Deion came in and told everybody to get their Louis Vuittons because he was making them all pack up and move out.
And he got his own Louis.
Yes, he did.
Shedeur. So then he moved on, and he did it now at the Power 5 or Power 4 level and resurrected another program. So you're looking at a young man who, I think, because of his history of resurrecting these programs, winning, taking – in the process, taking the butt kicking. Like, he didn't have a great offensive line in Jackson State, and he didn't have a great offensive line in Colorado, but he wasn't the guy who sat there and complained. He put the team on his shoulders, and obviously he had a freak with him and Travis Hunter, but outside of that, you know, they had to make it work. So I felt as though he was the one who's most NFL ready, not just by the traits and if you had a big arm or you got, you know, you're a dual threat and you're like the fastest quarterback in the draft, but the mental fortitude to go through what he's going to have to experience at that next level. When you watch these analysts talk on TV, you rarely ever hear them talk about the mental rigors that you have to go through as a college player transitioning to an NFL player. You're going to hear about all of these attributes, these traits, these characteristics, blah, 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 blah. But if you talk to a former NFL player, if they're honest with you, they're going to tell you this game is far more mental than physical. And to me, that's the difference when you bring Shedeur Sanders. No player in his 4 years at university has been through the scrutiny of Shedeur Sanders. When you carry that name, you carry that legacy, the microscope is always on you. And to me, he's always handled that extremely well. He's the guy whose nickname is Grown because when he was a little boy, he had the old soul and always acted with a level of maturity of a grown-up.
Desmond Howard, in the couple minutes I have left with you, it's only fitting that you're part of a draft here. Seriously, I
yes,
mean,
sir.
And seeing that scene last night, 200,000 people in a parking lot with Lambeau Field,
it was beautiful.
You know, as the backdrop.
Absolutely.
You helped bring a parade here to this town. In all seriousness, in the couple minutes I have left, how did you wake up Super Sunday? Like, did you feel like this is your day?
Ooh. That's a great question. That is an excellent question. Oh, man. You know, I was, I felt comfortable. Mm-hmm. I really did. I spoke to some people who were really, really close to me, and they knew how to, like, tap into me mentally to get me ready for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, the biggest thing that happened to me. Talking to certain people who have been with me throughout this journey, but they've been, like, I would say, for lack of a better title, mental coaches for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what put me in the right headspace to go out there and perform, because that's a huge stage. I mean, I don't care who you are. If you ever played football, your ultimate goal was to play in the Super Bowl, because that's it. That's the top of the mountain.
That's it.
And if you're a football fan, I don't care if you're a Bengals fan, Colts fan, 49ers fan, the ultimate goal is to see your favorite team in that game. So now to come to the realization, Rich, that within a matter of hours, I'm about to go out on that field and play in the Super Bowl, something I've been watching since I was yay high. The game that when my team lost, I was a Dallas Cowboys fan, and when they lost to, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers, like, I literally cried. And now I'm about to go and participate in that game. This is the top of the mountain. So to prepare myself, I had conversations, and once I was mentally in the right space, then it was game on, baby. Let's do it. Let's go.
And when you did it twice, did you, like, look up and go, no, I'm serious. Like, did it hit you? Like, this is,
you know, I was,
this is it?
I was so in the moment, yeah. Because
In the zone.
In totally. The zone, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Right. And you know, again, I'm on the field with some, like, first ballot Hall of Famers.
Hey, Desmond, just to continue on with my role in your life of saying things that you can't. You helped put a ring on Favre's finger.
I did.
You helped put a ring on Reggie White's finger.
Absolutely.
You put you helped Mike Holmgren have a street name.
I'm not lying.
What am I'm spitting facts,
yes, sir.
Right now.
Appreciate you.
You
appreciate
helped
you.
Do this.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Helped put a title in Titletown, man.
Yes, sir.
And
brought the Lombardi back to Titletown.
You did?
Yes, sir.
After, you know, a long,
long
time.
Drought. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
So, and yeah, and
thank you, Rich. Thank you.
Yes, these are all true facts. All right, before I let you go, Jay, bring it out right here. Jay, if you don't mind bringing it out. There's a vintage clothing store right next door here.
I'm a vintage type of guy.
Well, then you got to visit it before you go back here. Here we go. I found this vintage.
Oh,
Desmond Howard era Michigan starters jacket.
That is,
would
exactly.
you mind? Hey Jay, do we have the here we go.
You got the marker?
Yeah, I got the marker. Would you mind?
Oh, it'd be my pleasure.
We are gonna take this home. Here, okay. sign the front of it. I'll bring it over to you.
I got you.
And this will be part of the Rich Eisen Show studio from now on.
Nice and big, Dad.
I mean, this is your era, right? Yep. This is the Michigan era of
absolutely
gear.
Yeah, we used to wear starter gear, son.
It was nothing like it.
Oh, man.
That's it. So Desmond Howard is signing a Michigan starter's jacket.
That's right.
Like back in the day when we were all wearing it, celebrating Gary Moeller's victories, right?
Absolutely.
And you winning the Heisman Trophy. And we figured this is perfect gear for the Rich Eisen Show studio.
Love it.
You the man. What does it say right there?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
91 Heisman, Desmond Howard.
We good?
We are good.
Awesome. Let's go.
That jacket just became much more valuable. You're the best. Thanks
My
again.
Pleasure.
That's Desmond Howard.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
There are people out there all across the country pushing boundaries to grow the game of golf. Like champion speed golfer Lauren Kupp, who plays faster than anyone else. And Will Lowry, whose work in the golf community inspires more kids to get into the game. As a champion partner of the Masters, Bank of America supports everyone determined to find out what's possible in golf and in life. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America. Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2025. Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
What is somebody going to get if they draft Robbie Woods?
They're going to get a football player. They're going to get a guy that puts an emphasis on physicality and respects his teammates and cares about his teammates more than himself.
And so how did you come to playing tight end, Robbie?
I kind of played quarterback growing up, but you could say I kind of grew out of that position. And just kind of the way I played football kind of aligned with the tight end and the fullback position. And not a lot of teams run a fullback nowadays, so I was kind of shuffled into that kind of tight end room, if you will. But just a football player, man. That's all I am.
Are you from? And you're from South Carolina originally?
Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Okay, Rock Hill, South. So did you? You're playing quarterback there, obviously. Or no?
No. A little bit freshman year, but mostly just tight end, defense, punt.
Okay. Did Nick Saban show up in your house?
No.
He never did?
I was a COVID-era kid.
Okay, so you were a COVID-era kid, so there wasn't any of that. How did you wind up at Alabama? How'd you get there, Robbie?
I actually got the phone call from Coach Saban in Spanish class in high school.
What?
My Spanish teacher was like, no, you got to stay. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I got to take this phone call. So I walked down the hallway, and that's when Coach Saban offered me. And I was like, man, I got to go here. I got to play for this guy, develop under this guy. So it was kind of a no-brainer.
I got follow-up questions. You can understand why your Spanish teacher didn't appreciate you taking out your cell phone in class, right, Robbie? Okay, you understood that? And so you looked down at your phone, and you saw it was Saban? You saw like it had an Alabama code, or you knew right. It was Saban?
I knew it was Coach Saban, but it was just kind of a business decision in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'll take whatever consequence she throws at me.
Good business decision. Did you ask to be excused in Spanish, Robbie?
No.
Okay. Very good. Just was wondering if you were that fluent to basically say, I need to take this in Spanish.
No, sir. Not yet.
Okay. Very good. Not yet. I like that answer. So there you are in your hallway of your high school talking to Nick Saban basically committing to Alabama, at least mentally on the spot for you.
Yes. Yes, sir.
What's the most pissed off you made Nick Saban, Robbie?
I will say I did a really good job kind of staying out of his wrath.
Okay.
I do have a funny story. So freshman year, you kind of got to earn him calling you by your name. So freshman year, I'm just 45, right? And I'm running onto the field. It was with like the threes offense or whatever. And I'm looking back at the play call coming from the sideline, and I'm kind of jogging backwards towards the field. I didn't see Coach Saban behind me, and I kind of bump into him, and I turn around. I'm like, oh crap, I just ran into Coach Saban. And he was like, 45, if you want to knock me over, you got to hit me a lot harder than that.
So that's about it then. So that was it. You stayed out of his wrath otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say that.
Okay. Maybe we'll hear Robbie Utz's name tonight. Who knows? We'll see how it all works out tonight's draft. I will be there once again for NFL Network. Lewis Riddick's going to be next. He'll be there for ESPN. Back on the Rich Eisen Show here in Green Bay. So much fun. So much fun. We got We got Desmond to sign the Packers helmet to my right as well.
So cool.
I mean, he used the Heisman Trophy on the starter's jacket from Michigan, and he used the MVP of the Super Bowl on the Packers helmet. Not many people can do stuff
that's
like
that. That's a heck of a resume right there.
You think so?
Thanks, man.
I have a top five list, everybody. A top five list. My top five favorite picks from the first round presented by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five.
One, two, three, four, and five.
Rich's top five.
All right, here we go. Here's my top five favorite first round picks of the 2025 draft, and it starts with the moment that the Packers fans have been waiting for a quarter century. They got a first round wide receiver. We talked about it with Brian Gutekunst here.
Yep.
We talked about it with Matthew Golden when he was here after Brian Gutekunst. Then the two of them hugged it out when they swapped positions here on the Rich Eisen Show set on Wednesday. And I said to Matthew Golden, it looks like it's not the first time you met Gutekunst. He's like, no, it wasn't. And guess what? Brian Gutekunst put Matthew Golden's name on a card, and Mark Murphy, the president of the Green Bay Packers, announced the pick in front of 200,000 fans, most of them Packers fans, with Lambeau Field behind him. And it was an awesome moment when he's like, for the first time in 23 years, and the fans went nuts. And Golden comes out.
Yep.
And, you know, gold is part of their color scheme, and Golden is the name of the guy. I mean, come on.
Pretty cool.
It checked every box.
Yeah, really
awesome. I loved it. That's number five on the list. Number four, how many times have we talked about the Atlanta Falcons at a draft saying, boy, they need a pass rush?
All of them?
I mean, it really, you just changed the year of the draft. It's the same thing every year.
No, we thought it was going to happen last year.
And how many times did Mike Mayock come on this show leading up to the draft saying, hey, I've got a bigger grade on Jalen Walker than I do Abdul Carter. And guess who fell right to the Falcons?
Oh, perfect. Sarah's so happy.
Jalen Walker from Georgia is an Atlanta Falcon. I mean, this is a box checker in every way, too.
Dream come true.
My goodness, and they trade back into the first round for James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee. So they just said, we're done talking about needing edge rushers in the draft. We're going to go twice.
Yep.
And they used the first round pick in next year's draft to go do it, which is a little iffy, I understand. That's why I'm going with Jalen Walker here, number four overall.
Like it.
Number three, the Chargers used every last second of their draft time because apparently they were talking trade about moving out. But they stuck and they picked and they got O'Marrion Hampton out of North Carolina. And this is a Jim Harbaugh style runner.
Great.
And they're going to add him.
Love this pick.
To Najee Harris. I mean, that's the Chargers running back room for year two of Jim Harbaugh. Najee Harris and O'Marrion Hampton, 22nd overall. So you just trade in your Carolina blue for powder blue and show us your lightning bolts and run the football. I think it's great behind that offensive line that Jim loves so much. Number two on the list. Sorry, TJ. I thought you were going to get him. I was texting you. I'm like, this is Tyler Warren to the Cowboys. Uh-huh. He's just dropping right to the Cowboys. And then the Indianapolis Colts, who everybody had getting Colston Loveland because everybody thought Tyler Warren were off the board. They got Tyler Warren. Tyler Warren, who won the Big Ten Tight End of the Year Award, partially named for Dallas Clark.
First thing I thought when the pick came in.
And they were the same number. And he's now an Indianapolis Colt. I mean, the Colts just stuck around and let Tyler Warren fall to him?
It beats like that sometimes, right?
That's unbelievable. But number one's a no-brainer. I mean, I mean, in the same way that I say the team that was drafted him just needs to throw out overthinking and don't overthink it and just play Travis Hunter every snap, and the Jacksonville Jaguars saying, we'll move up three spots. We will give up a second round draft choice this year and a first next year. And by the way, the fourth round pick that the Jaguars traded to Cleveland, they got one back that was in a better position than the one they traded to Cleveland. And they got a sixth. Holy cow, man.
Yeah.
You got the unicorn of the draft, and you're basically saying, hey, Brian Thomas Jr., that's Travis Hunter for you, Trevor Lawrence. And then the defensive front is going to get home sooner because Travis Hunter's going to hold down the back end.
Yep. Have it locked down.
That's my favorite first-round pick, period, man. He's the first cornerback to be selected second overall in the modern-day draft, and he's the first wide receiver to be chosen second overall since Calvin Johnson. And we just heard the one more, so we'll give you the one more.
One more.
How does Howie Roseman do it?
That's what I want to know.
Obi-Wan Roseman just says to everybody else, those aren't the draft picks you're looking for. As a matter of fact, we're going to have one of the best SEC front seven guys just drop to us. Oh, everyone was saying that the Eagles were trying to get Jahan Campbell way sooner than the way they did, which is to call up the Kansas City Chiefs and say, we'll flip you a five to move up one spot and take Jahan Campbell. Come on, man. Out of Alabama, he's going to the Philadelphia Eagles, and they hand him to a Super Bowl champion defensive squad and say, hey, Vic Fangio, figure out Jahan Campbell. He's like, I've got that figured out already.
Go get him, coach.
It happened again.
He can't keep getting away with this.
Well, he can, and he did, and it happened. And Jahan Campbell's my final choice of my favorite first-round pick here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Look who's settling into the Roku Purple Room couch. That is, well, you could sit down. You can settle in. There he goes. That's Louis Riddick, everybody, who's back here on our show. He will be back on the ESPN draft set tonight. And Kyle Brandt will be joining us after him. And then we'll go and actually see the draft on a Friday night.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
Everybody.
Yes, sir.
A lot of stars in the second round, so tonight's going to be great.
Oh, so much talent's left.
Absolutely. So much talent tonight.
Yeah. I agree, and there's so much to discuss on that front, as we will with Louis Riddick and with Kyle Brandt. We're here live in Green Bay for one more hour of our three-day residency here in the draft town known as Titletown, back with our three in a sec. And you know what I noticed earlier today through the NFL Network research packet? You know, Daniel Jeremiah's top 150, top 200 usually does mirror the top 150, 200 picks of the draft. So you pop up where the guys are, the most value picks in the first round, based on where Daniel Jeremiah has them ranked on his list and where they were picked. My top five essentially is on the board right here. Jahan Campbell got picked 19 picks worse than where Daniel had him on the board.
Wow.
And Jalen Walker and Omarion Hampton and Matthew Golden and Tyler Warren. Jahdae Barron, he had him ranked 10th on his list. He went 20th to the Denver Broncos, who only had him to the defensive player of the year at the other corner of a defense that was balling out last year.
And it felt like that was a running back pick, too, and they kind of went Barron, and we were like, whoa! Corner.
I know. They went with the corner. I mean, that's not a bad choice if you're Denver, and you'll figure out running backs maybe tonight. If they wind up with one of the Ohio State running backs and got Jahdae Barron, too, which is why you can't evaluate a draft now.
Yep.
And the same thing with Cleveland fans who are pissed off about Travis Hunter. Let's see who they get. Let's who they turn in these picks into before we say anything. But you can kind of already start saying something, because I don't know how you have Travis Hunter right there in your midst and you willingly let him go to another team. And then, you know, the fact that Tyler Warren fell to the Colts, I honestly thought, TJ, you know, you were getting him at Dallas, then you didn't. And you got yet another Tyler for your offensive line.
That's definitely the Spider-Man
third year in a row.
Now,
like, Tyler Booker. Now, again, the Dallas Cowboys went sensible instead of splashy or, you know, big offensive boom weapon. If I'm not mistaken, we have a photograph of TJ Jefferson learning about this last night. There it is. At the same time, while Micah Parsons was on a Bleacher Report live broadcast, I'm wondering who wore it better. Who wore it better? Is it TJ?
Oh, no.
Or who masked it better? Who masked their disappointment better? Is it TJ or Micah? Oh, no. Micah, as you know, is a Penn State Nittany Lion. He thought he was getting Tyler Warren.
He's really biting that lower lip, though.
He thought he had gotten Tyler Warren here, and he was like, no, I like Tyler Booker. He kind of went a little higher register.
I wasn't disappointed.
Okay.
I wasn't. Look, you got to build the line, man. I'm okay with it.
Who wore it better? I think Micah wore it better. Because you were definitely not happy.
I was not unhappy.
Well, that means you're happy? Because that doesn't look like a happy man on the left.
You know, there was a lot of factors going on.
And the man on the right looks like I'm on camera right now, so I better be careful. Who masked it better?
Delete that picture.
No, we will not. No. We will embellish it.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.